Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The sermon text for today is the gospel lesson appointed for this, the 24th Sunday in the season of Pentecost and the second last Sunday in the church year. I read to you from Matthew chapter 25, starting at the 14th verse and reading through till the 30th. Jesus said, "For it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing his 5 talents more, saying, 'Master, you have delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little, and I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.' And he also who had the 2 talents came forward, saying, 'Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 talents more.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.' He also who had received the 1 talent came forward, saying, 'Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered no seeds. So I was afraid, and I went and I hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours.' But his master answered him, 'You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sowed, and gathered where I scatter no seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast that worthless servant into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Thus far the text. I invite you to just take a moment with me and bow your heads in prayer. Lord God, we praise your name for the gift of love that you give us. You shower us with your goodness. And Lord God, as we receive this word yet again, we realize how good that word is for us. Bless us with hearts to receive, minds that are open, and especially focus our thoughts on you that we might benefit most from what it is that you've prepared. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our Lord, friends, my dad was a bricklayer who apprenticed and got his papers in Germany. There, along with that education in laying up bricks in straight and plumb lines, it was also necessary to know plastering, plumbing, wiring, carpentry, and how to work with stone. My dad's stonework was beautiful. It was meticulous. And I can attest to that because I lived in one of the houses that he built from about the age of 7 all the way up to the year that I was married and finally moved away from home. Not one stone was wasted when he did his stonework. Each one instead was set in the mortar in a perfect balance of size, color, shape, and beauty to highlight what it is that the stone could reveal, its strengths, whether it was the biggest or the smallest, the darkest or the brightest, the most plain, the most colorful, the most perfect, or even the most flawed. And let me say that again, even the most flawed stone had its place in the wall. And you also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ, 1 Peter 2:5. You are being built up. Which stone are you? In the grand scheme of things, you might be that large stone that holds its place so solidly in the wall, or you might be that small sliver that fills the gap between two stones of differing sizes. You might even be that flawed stone, that wonderful eye-catching jewel that God, as the master builder, selected to place in amongst all those other stones that are plain as he builds up his church. But you, each one of you, from the greatest to the least, from the biggest to the smallest, from the most perfect to the most imperfect, have been chosen to serve a purpose. You've been chosen to glorify God. For we who were at one time dead in our transgressions, we who were at one time children of wrath, are now God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared beforehand so that we could walk in them. Ephesians 2. God's workmanship in Christ is that wonderful transformational workmanship that happens right up here, right at this baptismal font, right when we are baptized. Then God says, I will sprinkle clean water on you and you will be clean. Ezekiel 36:25. Then I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Verse 26. People who do CPR are glorified for their heroic efforts, and those whose lives are spared by their actions are thankful for their good works. So too, we should praise God and declare him a hero because he saves us. He makes us undead. He blesses us with a newness of life in a completely new way, in a recreated way, in a resurrection kind of way that transcends all time. Those who know this and trust this newness of life are the two servants in today's sermon text who received a part of the master's estate and glorified his name by their actions. Master, you delivered to me 5 talents, and here I've made 5 more. Master, you've delivered to me 2 talents, and I've made 2 talents more. The talk here isn't about the unequal amount that each one was given. They received what the master knew they could handle. The talk is rather about their equal answer. Out of that which you gave me, I glorified you by putting it to work. And what has God given you? Starting with your baptism, what has God given you, and how have you put that to work? Will you stand amongst the servants who glorified their master in their actions when he returned? Or will you be named among the wicked and the slothful? When your master returns, will you be standing before him saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed, so I was afraid, and I went and I hid your talent in the ground. Would that be you? If your heart is indeed fearful of your master's coming, you've missed the point of his love, and you missed the point of what it is that he's entrusted you with. You missed the part where you, as a perfected child of God, are his treasured possession and therefore his glory before him and before the rest of the world. You're a part of that grand and glorious building that has been established upon the foundation of Christ. Small stone upon big stone, smooth stone, rough stone, ugly stone, each one built upon Christ. Precious stone, living stone, God's stone, built up into a wonderful cathedral that testifies to the one who chose you and the one who died for you. Some preachers at this point might say, so take your talents and your God-given talents and get to work now. Prove yourselves as diligent workers. Please don't do that. Listen to these words instead. The devil is going to try to cheat you out of God's glory. He's going to try to steal away your knowledge of everything that God has entrusted into your hands. From the heirship that he gave you in Christ in the waters of your baptism, he's going to try to make you fearful of Christ. My advice to you is stand firm in the word. You are a royal diadem, a holy crown. You have therefore no reason at all to be fearful. You have life, abundant life in Christ, something that you can share, and that cannot be lost. It won't ever depreciate in value because it can't depreciate. The precious blood of Christ will never lose its value because it's shed for all of humanity. Eternal life in Christ cannot be shortened. It can't fail. It can only appreciate in value. It can only gain more and more, and thus give more glory to God. That's how we glorify God. Trust that God is using you not just as a stone in his wall of this glorious cathedral that he's building, but as a living stone that makes up the entirety of his living church. It doesn't matter how old you are then, in human terms, or how small you might seem. In choosing you, your God has put you in his hands. He put his treasures in your hands, and those can be used any way you see fit. If God has given you wealth, that wealth can be directed in the furtherance of his kingdom. If he's given you the heart for missions, it can go that way. If he's given you the heart for outreach or feeding the hungry, each one of those things God has given you. If God has blessed you with time, you can use it to care for all those you love. You can call on the lonesome, visit the sick. You can sit in on planning committees amongst the faithful believers. You can serve on your church's council or volunteer your time to do something like folding newsletters or building something with your hands. You can refinish a table where the varnish is damaged in the church. You can cook a meal. You can sew or repair a pyramid or make a tapestry. If you have a vehicle, you can share that with a shut-in. You can go and help somebody, go get groceries for them. Or you can drive somebody to a doctor's appointment or anything else that you see fit to do. Anything that comes into mind. The list is limitless. It's as limitless as the gifts that God has given you. All of these things will come to the glory of God and the furtherance of his kingdom. You have complete freedom to invest all that he's given you in any way you see fit, because God trusts your abilities. And upon his return, you will hear the Lord say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." That, my dear friends, is your key verse for today, Matthew 25:21. And I pray that we will all hear it and trust it and in his riches and in his faithfulness and serve him. Please remember these things, especially that your Lord has declared you trustworthy by giving you these gifts and enabling you to do the tasks of managing what it is he's given you. Don't fear. But no, instead you're in the Master's hands and will be to all eternity, serving and bringing glory to God in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Lord God, thank you so much. You've entrusted the entirety of your word into our hearts and into our hands. You've called us worthy servants. Just by what it is that you've given us. Help us not to fear, but instead step out boldly and invest what it is that you've given us. Invest that word into saving people around us. Invest every single talent that we have, whether it's monetary or physical or spiritual or whatever it is that you've given us. Help us to invest every ounce of that back into glorifying you. That on your return, you will indeed come to us and say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Bless us, Lord God, with hearts that are just filled with joy, that we might do this good work. In the name of Jesus, amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, your Lord. Amen.